What is a minister? Well, it's a religious guy with a lot of importance. You know, minister means a servant. And, you know, again, Paul, this is back in the days of, and the word servants are diakonos, from which we get deacon. I mean, you know, a lot of these things were transformed from the ideas of this sort of, they use these words and they're like, deacons, presbyteros, priests, you know, episcopos, bishops, you know, they turn them into, some of them are offices, but man has turned them into things, you know, where it's no longer they're a servant. They're like a exalted servant, you know. They're a servant the way, you know, corporate executives are servants, you know. Well paid. As opposed to serving the master and not feeding themselves. But whatever, I won't get into that now. He that planteth, he that watereth are one. Those who are working together in the gospel are one. Again, someone else's work. You know, I the reason these things are on my mind that I'm about to say is because recently it's come to me. And so I'm teaching out of the things that I'm experiencing, even now. They write, we'd like to join hands with you, in a figurative sense, as a work. We'd like to use something you've done in our work. And I look at what they say, and I see that their gospel is not according to the gospel of Christ. Their doctrine is not according to the doctrine of Christ. So I say, no, I cannot join you. And they said, well, why not? We're asking you. Give to him that asks you. I was like, if you needed food, I didn't say this, but I said this to my wife. If they needed food or clothing or shelter, I'd give it to them. But they want me to join hands with them in a labor that is against God. I can't do it. You know, I can't be one with that. Because, you know, like Paul says, should we make the members of Christ the members of a harlot? Meaning, should we fornicate? And so also, I can't join my gospel to a gospel that is contrary to the doctrine of Christ. Because whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. And not only that, I'm not even supposed to wish them well. Neither bid them Godspeed, because he that bids them Godspeed is partaker of their evil deeds. I can't help them along their way in those things. But if I am working together with someone, and in the sense of if our words are the same, if our doctrine is the same, we're all the same, we're working together. If the same Spirit of God is moving me to plant something in someone, it's also moving someone else to water it. They are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor, meaning from God. Now my reward from God is of God, but not it is not my reward is to have my name on your on your lapel or whatever. I mean, in the sense of I'm a Paulsian, you know, or I'm a Lutheranism, you know. But I mean, they put their name on the very church, you know. That's I don't want to be rewarded with that, you know. But some men. I guess my pastor once said they were dedicating a new church building in his old denomination, and he looked at the inscription and it said, "Unto His glory." And then it said the name of the pastor of the church, and then the year. And even though they meant to the glory of God, it was very obvious. It was like, no, it's to the glory of that man, because his name was there, not the name of the Lord. It didn't say, to his glory, Jesus Christ. You know, said so to the glory. You know, to his glory, Herb Philbrick. I just made that name up. Actually, I got it from somewhere in the back of my memory. We are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You know, that's a farm. You're his farm. His building. You know, you are his farm, his building, whatever. You are his work. You know, we are the work of God. It is God that worketh in us to will and to do his good pleasure. That's why I say, you know, works are required for salvation. And God has to do them all. But they are done in us. That's why he says, there are envyings and divisions and strife among you. That's carnal. We have to be out of the carnal and in the spiritual. God has to be working in us. And Paul is speaking to them in spiritual things, that by believing on his word, they would receive deliverance from these carnal things that they're being caught up in. That's how the word, that's how the gospel and all things work in Christ, as far as if there's a problem, the Spirit of God comes against it, speaking against it. And then the believer, our job is what? To believe. To believe on the things that are being spoken. And then to be built up in them. Now, I can't make that happen. That part can only happen by the work of God. Because otherwise, it's not the power of God. It's just the power of words. This isn't the power of positive words. It's the power of a powerful God. He's able to do beyond, even, you know, exceedingly abundantly beyond even that which we are able to think. Paul said to the Ephesians. So, when he promises something, or the word of God comes through a preacher, and we hear it, you know, the idea here being, you need to lay aside strife and envy, divisions. Put that carnality away from you. And you believe it. Okay. When you, well, you, by agreeing to obey. And then by believing and praying. And asking God, say, God, deliver us from envying, strife, divisions. Let our church be healed. But you know what? There'll be some people who won't receive it. Because to some degree, you know, heresies are ordained of God to make manifest those that are approved. Paul's going to teach us that. Let's just keep going. According to the grace of God which is given me, oh, the grace of God. As a wise master, God gave him grace, favor. He gifted him that he could be a master builder. Architecton, where we get our word architect.